Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, Al-Najashi, when he accepted the companions to live in his country, the pagans sent two of their messengers, and one of them was Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him. And he tried to bribe the priests and those around Al-Najashi so that they would help him in convincing the Najashi to send them back. And the Najashi refused to do so because he said that these people came trusting me. Why should I send them back? And he instructed his people to give them back their gifts, their bribes. So the following day he said to him, Amr ibn al-As said to him that they say an awful thing about your Lord Jesus Christ. So the Najashi summoned them in his court, and Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, displayed their cause, and he told them that we describe Isa or Jesus to be one of the greatest messengers of Allah, and that he was born miraculously out of Maryam, but he is not the son of God. And he recited to him the beginning of Surah Maryam. And the Najashi cried and wept when he heard these beautiful verses and said, by Allah, this is exactly what Jesus was. And when his priest complained, because they thought that this was unlike the teachings of the Bible or of Christianity, which says that Jesus is the son of God, he said, whether you complain or not, this is exactly what Jesus was. And because he was the king, they did not open their mouths. Afterwards, Al-Najashi accepted Islam, but he was unable to come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he soon died afterwards. Of course, this happened after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Medina, and those who were in Abyssinia also migrated to Medina. When he died, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that your brother Al-Najashi has passed away today, and he took his companions to the Musalla, and he formed a number of rows, and this is important in funeral prayer, and he offered the funeral prayer with four takbir. Why is it important? Because the sunnah is that whenever 100 men offer prayer of funeral prayer, Allah would accept their intercession in him, in the deceased. Even if they were 40, Allah would accept their intercession. And there are a number of hadiths stating that 3 rows is the minimum. So even if you have 7 people praying, there should be 2, 2, 3. They should not pray in one row. They should formulate 3 rows. And this is the sunnah. And the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that if 4 people testified that this deceased was a good and righteous person, Allah would forgive his sins. Of course, they would testify out of truth, not out of lying. Otherwise, if someone dies, I would go to 4 people and pay them money and say, testify that he's a good person. This does not work like this. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, as narrated by Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, if 4 testified that he's good, Allah would forgive his sins and accepts their intercession. So the companion said, even 3? And he said, the Prophet, 3. Even 2? The Prophet said, even 2. And that is why when a funeral was brought in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the people complimented it, this mashallah, righteous person, good guy, may Allah have mercy on him, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, it has been recorded, or it is affirmative. And when another funeral came and everybody started cursing and shouting and saying that this man is bad, this man is evil, alhamdulillah, we rested from him and now we don't have to do anything with him, the Prophet said, it has been recorded or it has been affirmative. So they asked the Prophet, what is this? He said, you are the witnesses of Allah Azza wa Jal on earth. So those who you testify to be good, Allah would accept them. And those whom you testify to be bad, Allah would reject them. So it is very crucial that you have good relationship with everyone, so that when you die, people would say, Wallah, we've lost a friend, we've lost a brother, we've lost a dear colleague. May Allah forgive him, may Allah have mercy on him. Now you, check yourself when you die. What will the people say? Alhamdulillah, I thought he would never die. Now we can rest, now we can breathe, now we can become normal. Or would they feel sad and they would have a great loss in their lives? Everyone should always think about this. How would my siblings feel about me? Would my brothers and parents feel about me, my neighbors? It is very crucial. So the Prophet took them to the Musalla. He took them to the place where they pray the Eid prayer. Why? The scholars say that the majority of the prayers of the Prophet ﷺ over the deceased people was out. The Prophet ﷺ did not used to pray funeral all the time in the masjid. He did that maybe once or twice. And that is why when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, died, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, bring his funeral to my house. And her house was adjacent to the masjid. So they would bring the funeral inside the masjid so that she would perform prayer. And the companions complained. They did not like this. And she said to them, Subhanallah, how soon you guys forget? Wasn't it in the masjid that the Prophet ﷺ prayed funeral prayer over Sahal ibn al-Bayda or Suhail ibn al-Bayda, which indicates that the Prophet prayed in the masjid, but his norm was a special place outside of the masjid where they used to offer funeral prayer in. In this hadith, scholars differed in regards to whether it's permissible to pray funeral prayer over someone who's not there or not. Was the Najashi there? No, he was in Abyssinia, thousands of miles away, well, actually hundreds of miles away. So is it permissible to pray funeral prayer over someone who died away or not? Scholars differed. Some of them said, yes, it is permissible to pray funeral prayer on anyone who's not present. It's called Salatul Ghaib, the one who's absent. And some scholars say it is not permissible at all. And some scholars say it is permissible only on people who have benefited Islam, on dignitary people, scholars, rulers who benefited Islam and had left a mark in benefiting Islam and the Muslims. And this is what the Hanbali madhab states. For example, if I hear of a great scholar of Islam in India who had died, we offer funeral prayer in Saudi Arabia. If a ruler dies who's Muslim and practicing and was supporting Islam, we offer funeral prayer on him. But this is not the authentic opinion of scholars. Why? Because so many dignitaries and important people at the time of the Prophet ﷺ died and he did not offer funeral prayer. Give an example, such as those who died in battles. For example, when Abu Bakr died, did the people in Syria and in Egypt and in Mecca itself pray funeral prayer? No. What about Umar, Uthman, Ali? None of the Muslims offered funeral prayer of the absent over them. Then what is the most authentic ruling? The most authentic ruling is that it is permissible only to pray the absent funeral prayer when the deceased, no one prayed funeral prayer over him or upon him. So Najashi did not have any Muslims to offer funeral prayer. In this case, we can do that. If I hear of someone, of a Muslim in Italy or in any non-Muslim country. And I know that his locality, his community, they're not Muslim. And they buried him even not in accordance to the Muslim traditions. They buried him with the Christians. Do I offer funeral prayer? Yes, because there were no others. But if I know that my brother died in a different country and the Muslims there washed him and they buried him and they offered prayer, do I offer prayer in my locality? And the answer is no. This is not permissible. And I was shocked to know that some sects pray funeral prayer every night before they go to bed. Every night in their room, they offer funeral prayer. When you ask them, why are you doing this? They say, because maybe someone died here in Zimbabwe or in Timbuktu. So I would like to offer funeral prayer for anyone who died. And this is an innovation. This is something that is not permissible in Islam. How to perform the funeral prayer? This is inshallah what we will get to learn later on. I think we have time only for one question.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can we offer funeral prayers of a person who faced an accident and we are not able to trace his body?
If a person faced an accident and he was severely damaged or he was burnt or his body was torn into small pieces, what to do? The scholars say that we gather whatever possible and we perform funeral prayer over him. If he was completely vanished, I mean, this is hypothetical, huh? But maybe sometimes some types of fires would completely annihilate this person's body and turn it into dust or whatever or ashes, and we cannot collect it, then yes, we offer his funeral prayer on whatever is left or on something that is not present. But we do not leave anyone of the Muslims unattended without any prayer. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.